WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Regulators deny Costco's bid to shop for an electricity provider other than Dominion. Voters are about to go to the polls and primaries around Virginia, but the Supreme Court is still considering a challenge to a dozen districts. And one man is trying to help right the wrong done to African-American students in Prince Edward County during the era of school segregation. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, May 31st. Some areas in Northern Virginia and around the District of Columbia were damaged by severe storms Thursday. A wind gust of 71 miles per hour was reported in Gainesville and Prince William County. At Davison Army Airfield east of Lorton, winds gusted to 66 miles per hour on Thursday, and a 52-mile-per-hour wind gust was reported at Reagan National Airport. Downed trees and other damage were also reported in Alexandria and Mount Vernon. Scattered thunderstorms are expected again Friday afternoon and evening. Costco's attempt to shop for an electricity provider other than Dominion has been denied. The State Corporation Commission rejected Costco's bid to aggregate its power demand for 27 stores in Virginia so it can arrange for another electrical provider. The SCC's order Thursday echoed decisions denying Walmart and Sam's Club similar requests earlier this year. The SCC said allowing Costco to shop for another power supplier would shift costs to residential and small business customers of Dominion that don't have the option under current Virginia law. Voters are about to head to the polls across Virginia, even though the United States Supreme Court is still considering a challenge to a dozen districts. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
It's been almost a decade since Republicans drew a series of legislative maps that a series of court rulings concluded were racially gerrymandered, packing black voters into certain districts to dilute their influence elsewhere. The courts drew new maps, and Republicans are currently challenging those maps in the United States Supreme Court. But Carl Tobias at the University of Richmond Law School says time has run out.
What I'm expecting now is a decision in June, probably after the primaries, that for whatever reason, perhaps standing, perhaps on the merits, favors the plaintiffs.
In other words, those court-drawn maps will stand and the Republican challenge will be set aside. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says this case could end up having significant long-term consequences well beyond this year's election.
I think this case is going to be the stepping stone towards the elimination of affirmative action or the use of race-based policies, even if it's for a what would be considered a good intention.
Both Tobias and Kelsey say they expect the Supreme Court's ruling in this case after the primary, toward the end of the Supreme Court's term in June. I'm Michael Pope.
The University of Virginia has given football coach Bronco Mendenhall a two-year contract extension, which will keep him under contract with the Cavaliers through the 2024 season. Mendenhall is entering his fourth season at Virginia and has a 16-22 overall record. The Cavaliers won two games his first season, six games the next, and eight games last season. Finally today, Prince Edward County is known for locking a generation of black students out of education by closing down its public schools. That was during the desegregation battles of the 1960s. Now, one man is trying to help right that wrong by starting a scholarship and mentorship program with $1,000 of his own money, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Taquin Cooper graduated from Prince Edward County High School in 2006. When he went to college, he bought himself a set of all new books.
And so I was starting my school year fresh, partly because I went to a high school and middle school. Like, we never had new books. So we always had old, tattered books. And I wanted to ensure that, like, I got everything I needed.
He overpaid, and someone teasingly called him an idiot freshman for not buying used. It's those small mistakes he hopes he can help someone else with, as well as the big things.
I think college is one of those places where, like, an interesting thing is happening. Like, it's your first time really being on your own. I truly became a man on that campus.
The money for books and the mentorship will go to a student heading to college for the first time this year. Cooper, who now runs an educational advocacy group, would love it if lawmakers in Richmond did something bigger and bolder, say free college for every graduate of Prince Edward County. But for now, he's doing his part. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.